61-56. This is arguably the second biggest win of the year, or maybe the first biggest because it's a league game. The other one being the 18th-ranked St. Mary's. In both games, you scored just 61 points, but the defense did the job. What enabled you to be so strong on that end of the court tonight?
I give Radford a lot of credit. I like to think that it's a rivalry, but we needed to start winning some to call it a rivalry. You know what I mean? I mean, it seems like they've won about 40 in a row. Might only be four or five, I don't know, but it seems like we haven't beat them in ages. Don't tell me when it was, because I want to enjoy this one for a couple minutes. But Mike does a great job. Got really good players, and it's always a battle every time we play them. You know, I like to think our defense had a lot to do with their shooting numbers. You know, some of those shots that they missed probably normally go in, but I think it's a huge credit to our defense. And more than anything, I think that last 3 minutes or so when they made that huge run and Fields made a couple of those threes and the place came unglued, it was a really good atmosphere here tonight, and our guys responded. You know, we've been talking about that all year long, being trained for the moment. You know, that's part of the above-the-line culture that we have, that being trained for those moments and how we react, how we conduct ourselves every day in every drill. Every piece of adversity we face, whether it's me yelling at a guy in practice, correcting a guy, when practice gets very, very competitive, or when practice starts going downhill in terms of the effort and the intensity, this team has been about the right things, about fixing it, right, and getting back above that line because, you know, they know that that daily process of being elite prepares you for these big games, and this isn't the last one we're going to see. There's going to be a bunch of them down the stretch, including the one on Thursday against a USC Upstate team that's playing very, very well.
You mentioned them taking the lead late and your team being composed and your team finding a way. There were four plays down the stretch where you got the ball to DJ Burns.
A big part of it was DJ. You know, he was phenomenal. He was fantastic. He was... I think Coach K uses the word sensational. He was sensational tonight. I mean, we just kept feeding that kid, and he made play after play after play. And so glad for him. You know, he's a kid that's working very hard. He's so happy to be at Winthrop. He's so proud to be from Rock Hill. You know, the guys start yelling Rock Hill in the locker room, and DJ standing up, spraying water, going crazy. You know what I mean? So... I'm so glad for him because he's working really hard, and I'm hard on him. You know, I'm very, 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 you know, I'm all over him every day to on and off the court to be about the right things, and he's really doing that, and it was great to see the fruits of his labor tonight. I thought Chase Claxton and Michael Anumba were very, very good on, you know, maybe one of the best players I've coached against in the Big South since I've been here in Carleigh Jones. He's a handful. He's really hard to guard, and I thought our guys did a good job.
The first half may be forgotten by the average fan because so much happened down the stretch and DJ was so good, but it was so low scoring and hard fought in the first half. You went 8 minutes without points, yet Radford only went on a 6-0 run in that span. How did you kind of navigate through that spot?
I think it was just our defense. You know, it's obvious that, you know, we went that stretch and, you know, they didn't create a big lead, and it was just our defense. I thought our defense was really good early on. We were deflecting the ball. We were flying around in scramble situations. We call it fix-its. You know, that's just effort. That's flying around, and I think that's a big part of it. And our guys know when we guard at an elite level, we're a special team.
Coach, congratulations.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Winthrop's Pat Kelsey as the Eagles beat Radford by our hospitality heating and air conditioning final score of 61-56.